today the church celebrates the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. There's a beautiful simplicity to the story of the call of Andrew and his brother Simon, as well as the other set of brothers, James and John. Jesus saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea, going about their daily work, and he called out to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." We are told that the brothers immediately followed him. But it's possible that Matthew may have simplified the conversion experience of these two fishermen, which may have been more complicated. It would be natural to expect some resistance to the call of Jesus, because answering it would mean leaving behind all that they ever knew, as well as their whole livelihood, and heading out into uncharted waters. Catching people is a lot harder than catching fish. But whatever tentativeness Andrew and Simon may or may not have felt, they clearly overcame it and went with Jesus, and they became great evangelists, preaching well of the gospel of Christ. Perhaps it could be said that the Lord works in our lives in much the same way as he did in the lives of Andrew and Simon and James and John. He often calls out to people in the midst of their daily tasks, in the ordinary and sometimes humdrum moments of our lives. He calls us to go beyond where we are, beyond the familiar, beyond our comfort zone, into the service of God's kingdom. That call can come to us in small and subtle ways. We may find ourselves resisting it, but if we listen to it and allow it to echo within us and respond positively to it, we may find that the Lord works through us for good in ways that can surprise us.